Hello. Welcome to the Shut Up Bentley show. This is your host, not Bentley, because she's currently shutting the fuck up. I am Electra Blue, and I'm here with Dick Avery. Hello.
Yo. It's nice to have some fresh voice here at Julie Lynn Radio.
Yeah, Bentley is not allowed to talk at this moment. This is also brought to you by the people, lovely, lovely people at julieland.com. Okay, I'll take out your ball gag. Hello, Miss Samantha.
Fuck you guys.
She's auditioning for your show.
If this is my fucking show.
It's my fucking show right now. You're the co-host.
Okay, I'm the co-host. So what are we talking about?
Musical chairs.
Yeah. Today's topic will be dick pic etiquette. Because all you guys out there need to fucking learn some shit.
Yeah, none of you have any of that. See, when I'm photographing my dick, y'all need to represent.
So, yeah. You girls, all right, let's start. What's the number one advice you give to guys?
Just don't fucking send them, like, without being asked. Because there's nothing more annoying or just hilarious than being sent, like, an unannounced dick pic. Unless it's from your boo. But, like, it's like when dudes just, like, tweet you a pic of their dick. Like, for example, I tweeted the other day about the traffic, and some guy sends me a pic of his dick. And it wasn't even hard. It was, like, flaccid, just hanging there.
This is a don't. We can talk about that.
That's a definite.
You're squishing your balls. It's not hard. And it's flaccid as fuck and really red at the end.
I want to state a rule before we finish. We continue with this podcast. Keep the pictures to yourselves. Wait, look, I do not want to see dick pics.
Hold on.
Dick
see.
Is lying like he doesn't want to see pictures of penis.
I don't like pictures of penis.
Oh, I hope I get a good one in here. This I is like pussy. Great. Oh, don't do mangina pictures, please. Please do not send girls mangina pictures.
Wait,
it's a mangina.
Oh my god, that's an actual
Do not do that. That's fresh off the press. Don't do
disgusting.
The mangina.
Ow, I just kicked my knee in excitement. The mangina.
Yeah, do not send a
Who are you, old
even
Greg?
A girl god. On porn, don't send her mangina.
What about dick sexy. Video?
Yeah, I get those all the time.
Do you like dick video?
No, I don't like dick pics or dick videos. I would rather I just didn't have to see any of your genitalia ever.
Yeah, every girl hates them, but I kind of find them entertaining.
Yeah, like, we like, know you
is,
do.
Like, all good. I do when I get them is...
Yeah. There's this guy, I think this is him. He does different angles where he like fucks his hand. Oh, no.
The thing is, right, I'm
he
like,
gets... Wait, that's on Instagram?
Like, yeah, what, it's a DM. That's where they all go.
Oh, DM.
The thing is, right, it's like, what do you think you're achieving by saying this? Because it's not turning me on. I am laughing at you and then being disgusted. Like, that's what you're achieving. I mean, if that's what
do you
think, want.
I think it's just they just want attention of any kind. Even if you say, this is stupid, that's still attention.
Like, oh, and there was one guy that sent me a picture of his dick, and I replied being like, you're fucking gross. And he was like, and he sent me a smiley face, and I was like, what's wrong with you? Like, you're literally too stupid to insult most of these people.
Yeah.
I like the underwear ones. This one looks like a Beats pill, though. I think it's cheating. Beats pill's bigger.
Do you keep all these photos? Like, you don't erase anything?
I block.
I take pictures of all of them.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. And I keep them. I told you, I'm going to make
a coffee
table book.
But she's making a coffee table book. Yeah. I block. Like, dick pic results in blocking.
But such, there's
all
such
we do is
small
take pictures
images.
Of
the
them.
Coffee table book's going to be like this big.
Do you know what I really want? This thick. Caramelized peanuts.
That's what you want,
I'm sorry. That I'm just craving.
Okay.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah. But dick pics. Anyway. Yeah, I block people that send me dick pics. That's ugly as fuck. That's the
it's like, always the ugliest ones that do it.
There was this one guy, like when I used to do
what's
the channels.
What's the biggest dick you've seen? Erect.
What? In a picture or?
In person.
Danny D.
I still haven't seen his dick. Wait, have I? Oh, look, hold on. This is the guy that does the fucking his hand thing. I'm sorry. He's watching my porn. Watch. He does like all these size 8. Look. He does like side angles. Look.
Oh my god.
You
gotta give credit for the creativity. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I wanted to talk about this today.
He's got quite a good body and quite a good dick, though.
Yeah, be creative.
Exactly. If you're gonna do it, be creative.
Nail
about.
It. Yeah.
You don't just don't send me just like send like some horrible, ugly like when they when they put the flash.
Hairy ass balls. I don't
need it. When they put the flash on and it looks like yourself, all diseased and
when
red.
You're when you're gonna make that dick film, ask yourself, what would Martin Scorsese do? What would Steven Spielberg do? And be creative.
He says, "You like, you like Electra, yes or no, Electra? Like this photo, Electra?
Electra, hello, Electra. Why you no reply, my dick pic?
You like,
you like?
Do you think that's the dick talking?
Or this one? It's just a tip with the cum all over.
Oh, God.
And I he like sent they us, send it to like a million.
He sent this to
girls.
A guy, girls, like 30 girls. And look, there's a guy in here. Two guys. I think he sent it to Harry Styles. Hold on. Oh, no, since that girls.
I'm fucking crying. I am crying.
What?
Just like. Oh. What? It's just like.
I'm that's
like,
how to get blocked.
Yeah. What, like, what, be makes creative. A, what makes a great dick pic, though?
Just like.
I like the really itself? Ugly penises, like, or like is, the really small.
This is a nice one.
Okay, whenever you see like a guy with a small penis, do you guys have any feelings of I feel sorry for the poor guy?
No, I just think you're a fucking idiot. Like, why would you send me a picture? Keep it in your fucking pants. No one wants to see your shrimpy pee. No, literally, okay. No.
Okay, there's a question. What's the smallest penis you've seen?
Pornodan.
Some small ones. You guys, tiny one.
The way you reacted, you said, "Porno." She just goes like this.
I no, don't get me wrong. I fucking love Dan. He knows he has a small dick. Like he knows, but like that dick has fucked some of the hottest pussy in porn. Like good luck to him.
Gotta give it to him. Gotta give it to him.
They don't. They don't remember or felt it, but
he lets me use
like
the
this
wand.
Is scary.
Like, I don't even give. That's that's literally the most terrifying. It's like dun 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 dun. Da, da.
Why does it look like someone hit it on the head with a hammer? And it just like went back
like,
in.
It's like the pubic hair kind of like
look. It looks like a hit with a hammer.
I don't want to see.
Like they hit it with a hammer and it went in.
The pubes are like growing up it. They're like at the bottom, like da 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 da.
And like little
dear men of America and the world. Shave your fucking balls and trim your bush. Shave your balls.
So you like all nicely well groomed.
I don't like that bush. I don't. If you want your dick sucked, trim around it, or else it's not gonna get sucked. Okay. So if you want your ball licked, your balls licked. Shave your balls. But girls don't want to lick hairy balls.
Just think, like in the '70s and the '80s, men didn't do that shit.
Well, it's 2015, pal.
Okay. It is 2000. I wasn't alive in the 70s. So.
You were not around. Now, what about, do you guys prefer like the guys to be all, you say they're all well-groomed. Would you ever help your man shave his balls?
Have you? If it's my boy, I'd help him do whatever he wants.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm a little scared of shaving balls, but.
Oh, yeah, that's slightly delicate. That would be like them shaving my lips. It's just like.
That's creative. No,
is that kind of saying like?
I replied with a thumbs up on that one.
Okay.
It says cock next to a big can of Coors Light.
So did you give
the thumbs up for the cock or the beer?
The beer.
Yeah, the beer with the cock.
It's like
nice. Beer and cock.
Yeah, you know.
Would you?
Like Alexis, she hates it when guys take pictures on the toilet. With the dick pics on the toilet.
I just think that is quite gross.
Sitting on the toilet.
Well, like they're taking a dump and taking a dick.
Yeah, that's basically.
That's gross. Okay. That's just gross.
Okay.
Do you know what? Like, what is it called? Like, there's a special thing where, like, it's got a special name. Like, where a girl gives the guy a head while he's taking a shit on the toilet. But it's got a special name.
What is it called?
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's called confusing.
Hang on. Let me ask.
Ask who are you gonna ask?
Can I ask my boo? Because we were talking about it the other day, and
I think it's called mode step.
What?
No. He's just being an idiot.
I know.
Oh, that's you're trying funny. To make fun of her.
This
one looks like there's a praying mantis in it.
Let me see.
Oh, that's gross. A little too much detail.
It looks like there's a praying mantis inside.
That is disgusting.
Too much veinage.
Yeah.
What about when a guy sends you pictures and, like you said, you don't like them unsolicited, but have you ever gotten one that you kind of went, ooh?
No, never.
Never? Never went, you just went, ooh, that's kind of interesting.
Never in my entire life have I received a dick pic and been thrilled by it And like, literally, never.
Okay. So
well,
what
I'm saying that video I showed you, the guy I'm talking to. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, please put it in my mouth now. Fuck me today.
Oh, no. Like, I got, like, actually, no, that's a lie. I mean, it wasn't a dick pic, but it was, like, the bulge in the...
Yeah, the bulge in the underwear.
I've received one of those from my boy, unsolicited, and I literally had a heart attack. I think I was on the train when I got it, and I was like, oh, my...
Stop the train!
So fucking wet right now.
Pull the chain.
I was like, I need to go and find him right now and rape him.
Does the guy I'm talking to, he did this video. He sends me videos, but not, like... jerk off videos or anything, but like he does it in a creative way. That's how he like got my attention. It's like he'll like he just films like his hard on in the jeans and like grabs it and then he like unbuttons his pants, rips off his belt, throws it on the ground, and just like goes like this and almost shows the dick and then it cuts off. It's like
that's what mine does. It drives me crazy. On FaceTime. Like now he gets it out, like he'll get out, but like
it's such a tease.
Yeah, like that's he'll what like it's do about. That, like he'll like half pull it down or like I can see the bulge and I'm like,
yeah,
I am so fucking wet right now. I might like my vagina's exploding.
Or he'd be like he'd be filming and he'd be like he's like standing outside the shower, he had a towel like hanging on it and he's like, you see this? And he pulls a towel over, he's like, this is what I'm gonna fuck you with. And I'm like,
oh, girl, that is amazing.
So girl.
It's not even happening.
I can't even.
It's not happening to me, I'm not evening.
This is so hot.
Oh my god.
So it's all about the way that you do it. Like, think about it before you take the picture. Like, oh, would she enjoy this?
Be creative.
Yeah, be creative. Like,
I think it's important to be creative in everything, but I think it helps. Sounds to me that you girls appreciate the creativity because you've seen a million cocks.
Yeah.
I just don't like dick pics. For me,
What do you think about dick pics of pictures of you with cock inside you from the companies?
The thing is, like... It's. I always think that I look better when it comes to the porn. Like I always think I look better in the hardcore stills than my pretty girls, just because generally they rush through the pretty girls and they're really unflattering and just unattractive. And then like in the sex stills, I feel like they actually make a bit of an effort, which kind of sucks because I hate posting the hardcore pictures to Twitter. But then I look at all the pretty girls and I'm like, every single one is horrendous.
Mm.
Like another level of hideous.
I was told they don't really shoot the sex stills anymore, or it's not as much.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
Not as much. They don't.
Yeah, they. I mean, they won't do like 150 sex stills unless you're working for Harmony.
Oh my god! And so, Electra, do you prefer the video or the stills? In dick pics.
Because
the videos you're showing us are pretty good and they're creative.
I like the videos.
Yeah.
Well, I got into the jerk off videos for a little while, but now I'm over it. But now I like the pics.
A friend of mine,
switch it up.
A girlfriend of mine, years ago, like 15 years ago, she wanted to start a website with straight guys jerking off.
It's so hot.
She just wanted to like, and she said like her plan was, and I don't know if she ever did it. Her plan was to film straight guys. Not porn stars, just regular guys jerking off. And like she would stand behind the camera naked if they needed it or whatever they needed. And then she was just going to film straight guys just jerking off.
Yeah. Do you know what, right? Like, oh shit, I'm sorry. I'm leaning back like a motherfucker, like a cunt.
Worst co-host ever.
Hang on. Fuck all of you guys.
I'm just kidding.
Basically.
You're fired.
Everyone here sucks. No, like, if it's my guy, watching him jerk off is... So like so hot. So hot. And do you know what else I like? I like being in the room, like sat on the end of the bed and watching him jerk off over me and not being allowed to touch. I'm like, and he's such a babe.
I like watching him jerk off in the shower too. It's hot.
Oh my god.
It's hot.
You guys are disgusting.
When you find someone attractive though, it's just like,
yeah,
oh,
it's like whatever you do, just do it.
Oh my god, you girls do love the cock.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, so speaking of cock, let's for this fuck, marry, kill. I got a good one then.
Sweet, let's do it
for cock.
Oh, for cock.
Yeah. All well, right. Because you guys said you like cock, so I feel like keep this on the male side of things because I have a few female ones here. All right, here we go. Fuck, marry, kill. You're looking at me.
She's like, bring it.
The Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion. So somebody with a heart, somebody without a heart, somebody without brains or somebody without courage.
All right, Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Lion?
Yep.
I'd kill the Tin Man because he's just shit. I'd.
But his cock would be hard.
And I'd fuck the Lion because he's a beast. And I'd marry the Scarecrow because hasn't he got a heart? Yeah, he's got
no, he didn't get a heart, but he got one in the end. He got one.
I'd marry him because he's got a heart.
Okay. Elektra?
I would fuck the Scarecrow, kill the Tin Man, and marry the
Lion.
Wow. I think on all of these, you guys have been different every time.
Yeah. Except for the Asa, Nikki.
Yeah, except for
mutual agreement. Yeah. All right, cool. So go ahead.
Sweet.
You get to wrap this up.
All right. Samantha, where can we find you?
Find me at www.badbentley.com, on Twitter at bad_Bentley, and on Instagram, TheBadBentley.
Sweet. And you can find me on Twitter at Club Electra Blue, on Instagram at Queen Bee Life, and Miss Bad Girl Blue on the Snappy Chat. That's the show. Thanks for listening to Shut the Fuck Up, Bentley. Whoop. You're whoop, a great co-host, and thank you. Come again.
I can't even.
Bye.
Bye.